Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your power mentor. We are going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind, so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that is for you to build the big business. Now, listen, we're here every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead and share the call with other people. They can dial in at 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/success with Nicola. And in case you're wondering, are we here live in full effect on Thanksgiving morning? The answer is yes. It is just my reasonable service to sow my time into God's people. And the more and more and more that we've been doing this call is the more and more and more that God is showing me that this is not only for him, not only for you, but also for me. Today is what we would celebrate in the United States as Thanksgiving. And there are so many things we can be thankful for. It has fallen in the series of the preparation for your big expansion. And I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, there has been some rough times that these eyes have seen, rough times that this young lady has experienced. But I can remember many of my turning points was when I began to give thanks for what I did have, and it gave God more room to give me what he wanted me to have. And I didn't want us to leave this day before we give him thanksgiving. Our scripture is going to be coming out of 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 10 through 12. We know that our foundational scripture is the prayer of Jabez, but it said that Jabez was honorable, more honorable than his brothers. I want us to show God honor today with this time that we're giving him a prayer where we will acknowledge him for who he is, not what he is going to do or has done or we want him to do for us, but just because he's God. Let's go to the Lord together and give him our love. Father God, we come before you today. We're so thankful. We're so grateful. This is another day that you've made, and you've given us the opportunity to have joy and be glad in it, and that is what we will choose to do. We're thankful, oh Father God, as we come before you humbly but boldly before your throne, interceding on behalf of our brothers and sisters, your sons and daughters who may be in this place, but it's finding it hard to give you thanks and give you the praise and honor and glory that you deserve. We lift up their spirits and their souls right now. We give everything over to you that is weighing us down. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that you said that your burden is light and your yoke is easy. We're thanking you, oh dear Lord, on this day. We're thanking you for our families. We're thanking you for all of the people that you have sent to us to even teach us lessons and even to show us love. We're thankful, oh dear Lord, that we know that in this time that we're asking for an expansion. We're asking you first to expand our perspective about you, knowing that there is nothing too hard for you, knowing that you are the great I am, and many of the things that we may even confuse as the enemy has sent at you as a test. We're thanking you, oh, Father God, that we are passing the test, oh, Father God, to be able to give praise in the midst of problems. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that we are passing the test, that we can give you glory even if things are not as good as we would like it. We're honoring you, oh Father God, and as you're giving us the opportunity to expand our territory, we're thankful, oh Father God, for the seeds that we would recognize, and we will also be able to know that those seeds are to be sown accordingly. As your Holy Spirit take full reign here and power start your day, let your servant decrease as he increase. We're thankful, Father God, that his power, glory, and his might is permeating through the household right now under the sound of my voice. That they are encouraged and they understand that they must learn your principles so they may be able to live the abundant life that Jesus died for. You say that obedience is greater than sacrifice, so we're going to obey your word and show you true love by living out your commandments. We honor you and we bless you. We seal this prayer with the blood of the King of Kings, our brother, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So let's read the word today, and then I want us, after we have our brief lesson on today, for us to think about the things that we could be thankful for. You can come in the queue, and if you're, you know, with family, we totally understand, but I am going to tell you something. I share with people all the time that my life is not my own. From the time that I have said, Lord, I will live for you and live for you only, things have changed in such a miraculous way. It's easy for people to see the glory of my life now, but not have seen the story, but I did. And the time that I began to do what God has told me to do, no, not in perfection, but always in progress, always striving to just get better and better every day, I have been to come to the conclusion that gratitude gives God more room to give us. Let's read the word. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 10 through 12. Now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruit of your righteousness, while you are enriched in everything for all liberality, which causes thanksgiving through us to God. For the administration of this service not only supplies the needs of the saints, but also is abounding through many thanksgivings to God. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what it's all about. Matthew 6 and 33 tells us that if we seek his kingdom and his righteousness, that all things will be added unto us. You can't seek God's kingdom without hungering and thirsting for what he has to say and what he's telling us to do. He tells us that he's giving us seed to sow. For many of us, we think that the seed is only monetarily as the world has defined it. But when we start looking at the opportunity that God has given us, even in the opportunity of free enterprise, he's given us the opportunity to sow ourselves into people. I need you to know that the word of God even tells us that a seed can only reproduce after its own kind. You know the tree by the fruit it bears. And many of us are looking for bigger business, larger organizations, and we haven't gotten it clear that what God has already given us, we have not sown. And what he's already given us, we've not given him thanksgiving. The word of God, when you worship him in spirit and in truth, and you begin to now let the word become the living word, rhema word, you're living it out, the rhema word, you're living it out. Not just some words on the pages of the Bible, not just the words on your phone or your tablet, however you're reading the word. Being grateful to God and being thankful for what he has given us gives him an opportunity to say, I can trust you with bigger and better. There's so many things that we can complain about, but I want us to confuse the enemy with praise and thanksgiving and acknowledge God just for who he is. So much that we take for granted, even the fact that we're up breathing air, we forget that it was the Trinity who breathed air into us so that we could live. This is power. Anytime you're able to get up, you have to understand that you need to be sowing some seed. We know that there's seasons for everything and a time for everything, according to our brother King Solomon, and we know that that is true. But I can tell you something, God is never going to be mad at you for sowing into his people, for sowing into his kingdom. I can tell you one thing, if you're trying to figure out the mystery of how can I get more people in my business, or how can I have a happier life, or how can I stop being frustrated with the situations of people. Because a tree reproduces after its own kind, if you want more people, sow into more people. Most people keep burying the seed that they have of an opportunity, but then they still want their business to grow. People withhold their love from people, but they want to receive love. They may not sow seeds of kindness and respect, but they want fruit of kindness and respect. You may even say, I want more money, but you're the one that is hesitant to sow money. We haven't realized that many of us have more problems because we sow the word seeds into our problem. It's easy for us to complain and see what we do have, what we don't have. Harder to see what we do have, easier to see what we don't have. This is why in the book of Romans, God tells us to renew our minds daily, because if we don't, we'll see God, we'll see opportunity, we'll see our businesses, we'll see our families, we'll see all the things that God has given us that is great, the way the world sees it, and that's why we're only getting fruits of the world. But if you want more solutions, start sowing the word seeds into your solution. I want us to practice it here on today. As I've shared, I can tell you when I look at where my life is today, still so much more to go. Boy, was there some times, even on these days of Thanksgiving and Christmas, there was times where I was a single mom and both of my children's fathers would be, they were imprisoned, and the closest conversation that we could have with them was over the phone. And I began to know how to still communicate with same power and zeal through the phone. No one could have told me that God was preparing me for Power Start Your Day. I want you to hold on tight for the challenges that you're having right now and begin to sow seeds of positivity, sow seeds that there's a turnaround, because I knew, and even in those days, I wasn't sad. I didn't want my kids to see me sad and mourning that things weren't perfect. They would always see joy and laughter, because I'm saying it could always be worse. And if you can say that it could always be worse, that means that you have hope that it will get better. Thanksgiving, yeah, we celebrate it with the food. But for me, I'm so thankful and grateful for even for God and even having my children who are here, my children who have grown to a certain age, even in the standpoint of my son who's 21 years old, that one time he had to be resuscitated 13 times when he was in NICU. And to see that he has lived 21 years later, sure, his twin did not make it. But I'm grateful to God that he made it. He now even is living in his own place. He's living with his girlfriend, and he's saying, Mom, we're going to be trying Thanksgiving over here. For me to be grateful that he can talk, that he has some quality of life, is huge. Because, boy, was it rough. Of some time when that heart monitor would go off, I didn't know if he was going to need to be tapped to be resuscitated, or was he just trying to turn over or just trying to burp. When I can think about that, both of their fathers spent many years in prison, and that they both are not in prison. That was one of the things I prayed to God for over and over and over. Guys, life is tough, but there is still so much to be thankful for. I'm thankful that even this day I can spend time with my mom, because I know that there may be a day where that is not possible anymore. Give thanks for the people you have now, even though there may be an opportunity that they may not be here. Take the time to be grateful. I'm grateful for a husband like mine who saw I was exhausted from serving. My body was aching. I woke up to start Thanksgiving dinner, and I had already started peeling the potatoes, and he cut them up just like how he see for me to do. He had already boiled the macaroni. I was like, oh my God, I said, what are you doing? He put the roast in them. And I'm like, no, that's not what I wanted to do. And then I stopped. For a husband like you, that don't think that anything is hands off, whether it's in the kitchen or outside or helping me with business or with the children, I'm thankful for God making me a new creature. That when I began to say it's all about you, that meant it was all of his people too. Let's say that we're thankful for on today. I know that the line is packed. It's still packed. It's still got a lot of people on the line, enough to fill up a room. I want to say morning, happy Thanksgiving, and what are you thankful for? 818-942-811. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, Nicola. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Oh, this is my year within this company. I have been grateful for so many things. I'm definitely grateful for God and my personal relationship with him. I'm grateful for your leadership. I'm grateful for your mentorship. I'm grateful for the growth within my personal relationship with God, within my own household, the adversity faced in the last year brought me so far today. And no matter how much I was on my back for God even allowing me to continue to serve others when I couldn't even serve myself. Thankful for where God has brought me mentally, spiritually. Lord knows I was broken but it took a lot to mend me back.
Mm-hmm.
I received deliverance. I received a breakthrough. And God has removed a lot of people out of my life in this last year. But he has also brought me people that need to be in my life this year. I have had clarity. I have had guidance and the strength to endure anything God places before me. So I am very thankful for my family. I'm thankful for my husband. I am thankful for my business partner. And I am definitely thankful for this opportunity landing in my life. Because this time last year, before I was an entrepreneur or even in network marketing, I was a security guard. I was a security guard for 6 years. Just asking God, there has to be more. Not knowing that this was more. This was the more. Didn't know. Came to this company because I needed help. And that help turned into opportunity. That definitely turned into a blessing. So I am very thankful for everything that has came through my life. So happy Thanksgiving. Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving. God bless you. There is so much to be thankful for. My God, 201, last 4:42:40. This should just definitely make people start bursting out and wanting to share what we have. This community of people who just have so much love. And sometimes we get drowned out by the negativity. But there's so much to be thankful for. 201, last 4:42:40. Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving.
Great morning. Great morning. Great morning, Nicola. Happy Thanksgiving. It's Dana. How are you this wonderful Thursday?
Good morning, sis. Good morning. Good morning. The houses have all kind of aromas going on. It's amazing what you want to do it, right? Before early.
I'm telling you.
Almost
you know,
done.
Nicola, I was sitting here literally, you know, tears welling up in my eyes with gratitude because so many things happen in life that can make you falsely believe that, you know, it's not worth it. I remember when I was at that point, and I shared this, you know, before with the passing of my mom, but I got to tell you that, you know, God is... He is mighty and amazing. There's not a day now that I don't wake up in full gratitude because I know the journey that I've been on. Every single day, just to get out of bed, just to have the functionality of my limbs, the operation of my organs, just to wake up like my grandmother used to say, in my right mind. I'm grateful. I'm grateful to be able to serve others. I don't know what I would be doing today. You know, I'm not the cook in the house. Thank goodness I got a husband that loves to cook Thanksgiving and many other days. So all of those aromas coming up throughout the house. But I said, well, what can I do, you know, to serve? So I'm just the sous cook for today, and only in certain areas that he will allow me to do that. But I gotta say that I'm so grateful for the past 2 years being a part of this amazing organization because it has allowed me to give in a way that I was never able to give before. I'm forever grateful for that. I'm forever grateful for the opportunity to just be one glimpse of light for someone that needs just a little belief that can borrow from my own. I'm just so grateful for that. I'm forever grateful for your leadership and how you allow God to just use you in a mighty way to show us all that it is possible. I'm forever grateful for your humility, for showing us how to just remain humble in the journey. I can't even imagine where my life would be without this opportunity. Power starts your day. My goodness. God planted a seed in you, Nicola, that has permeated fields and fields and fields, and it's just so mighty that you've been able to just touch so many lives and show them that God wants you to prosper. And there's nothing wrong with prosperity the right way.
That's right.
I'm grateful for this business family, for my family, and I'm just so humbled to continue to serve just so greatly and just to be disciplined to the calling. I want to wish everyone a very happy Thanksgiving. Nicola, thank you so much for just giving selflessly and endlessly and without complaint. What a mighty mentor you are. And I'm grateful for you, and I'm grateful for Robert, and I bless you and your family. And have a wonderful Thanksgiving, everybody. Thank you for letting me share, Nicola.
God bless you. God bless you and your family. Enjoy your family on today. As we're doing that, it gives us a charge for those who already know of opportunities that can change other families' lives. It becomes a mandate. It changes your whole perspective when you're not doing sales. We always talk about the serving aspect. No one is going to say, no, I don't want to be helped. I don't want anyone to genuinely care about me. That's what humans want. We have to sow those seeds first. Everything else comes. God bless you. God bless you. Love you, sis. Good morning. 716 486-16. Good morning, good morning, good morning to you. Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Nicola. Good morning, and happy Thanksgiving to everyone. I am just so grateful and thankful this morning that when I woke up this morning and I was on this one particular site where I usually post, you know, some of my business and stuff, and I thank God because the gentleman that was on there, he was coming hard at me for the last 2 days. But I thank God because as the Holy Spirit, even when I was sleeping, like this man for some reason was on my heart while I was sleeping. When I got up this morning, I was able to go onto the site and I began to give this young man everything that the Lord had given to me to say to him. And come to find out, you know, why he was attacking me, and that's how the enemy usually, you know, he does. But when he attacks and you come back with the word of God, and when you have that authority and that power and the anointing that God has given, you know, the enemy had to cease. He had to stop saying what he was saying because everyone else was able to see this. That man came back to me, apologized. He told me, he said, I humble myself to you. He was like, you know, I am a Christian, you know. And then he began to tell me about he had lost his daughter from leukemia, and, you know, he had lost different things. And then I began to share with him, you know, about what I had went through as well. And I said, and we're right here in the same city. And then, you know, he began to share some other things. And so he said, you know what, sister, can we work together? And that was the whole thing right there was, that's what I've been trying to do. And I said, Lord, I thank you for the simple fact is that, you know, you've given me the authority. You have given me life. You have given me strength. You allowed me to come back here on this earth to do what you have called me to do. And I had to let the enemy know I'm not backing down. I'm not backing down. I don't care what you bring at me because I know who God is, and I know who I am. And every day as God continuously to show me, I'm just so grateful and I'm thankful, you know, for today that he just allowed me to live. And so when, like, I'm going to my daughter's house for dinner, but it was like, Lord, it's so much more than that. It is so much more and so much deeper than that. And I'm so grateful that he had picked and chose me even though he said, I send you out as lambs among the wolves, I am so grateful. And I thank God for him allowing me to make up in my mind that even though I want to still yet help my city, but yet I still need to go. And I thank God for everything that he's doing in my life, because I know he's shaping me, he's molding me, and just the humbleness and the true love, the authentic love that he has given me for people, because he loves me just that much. And I'm just so grateful. I'm grateful for you, Nicola. I'm grateful for the business and my partners. And I've seen some things, and I thank God. That's why he said, know who you labor among. And every day, from Monday to Friday, I thank God, because I sit back and I listen to everything that you say. And I'm just truly grateful. And I'm not going to keep the time. So I thank you. God bless you and your family and everyone else that's on here. God bless you all. And happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. God is turning it around for us. God bless you. 470, last four, 6687. And this is going to be the last caller for the morning. We thank you. Good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Nicola. This is Beth Daniels up here in Duluth, Georgia. Oh, gosh, you got me this morning. And I can tell you that I'm just so thankful. I'm thankful for the God of second chances. I will no longer take that for granted, Dr. Nicola. You know, being given second chances is not an excuse for disobedience. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for that, I'm thankful that my eyes and my ears, through what's happening with me, especially through these Power Start Your Day calls, are being opened in a greater way. It's amazing. You are connecting with everything that my spiritual leaders are saying and teaching. I'm a member of New Birth, and you are echoing our prayer calls. You're echoing what's coming out of the pulpit. So, I mean, you know, it's opening my eyes in a greater way to my purpose, to bless others through everything that God is showing me through all of you. You know, Nicola, I'm grateful for a second chance through you and Robert and Robin Robinson and Juanita Kraft, who never gets tired of holding me accountable and praying for me and hoping for me and wanting it for me. Sometimes I think more than I want it for myself. In our Momentum Society of FES family, you guys have just been like, you've been like a lifeline to me. You just don't know. I didn't know I was going to break up like this. Guys, thank you so much. You are a second chance gift to me from God, and I'm going to share this with others. I just wish you all a most blessed Thanksgiving, because you just don't know when I make it to the events, what a blessing what these calls are. The encouragement, Nicola, other members of other lakes, they reach out to me to help me. I mean, I have just never been this blessed in all my life.
Oh, I am just so pleased. God is so amazing. When I hear how, you know, people's lives are being touched, and I want you to go back into our scripture for today in 2 Corinthians. Because God has given all of us the seed. All that we're pouring out is a seed that we have to sow and continue to give God thanks every step of the way. We can't keep burying our seed, holding our seed. We got to sow the seed. I love you. God bless you. Have an amazing Thanksgiving holiday with your family. And for those, it may be times where you need to just be quiet with God in prayer so that you can hear what he's telling you. Write it down for the expansion of your territory, knowing that it's for the expansion of the kingdom. God bless you. Have an amazing day.